Welcome to the session tonight, everybody. I'm glad that you're here on this beautiful full moon of September 6th. And I want to welcome anybody who's new to the session. I'm glad that you're here. And we've got everybody muted so that we won't have any background noise. So don't worry about that. Thank you for smudging and helping just get yourself grounded. Thank you for being here. I appreciate that. It's good to connect with everybody. Whew. I'm just going to smudge the computer with a little Palo Santo here. Feels really good. I know I could use it. And what I'd like to do is start with opening a space, and then I'd like to take you into a shamanic journey before we do some individual work. I'd like to take you into a brief journey to do some activation of the grid of the planet. It's okay if you don't know what I'm talking about. You can just follow along. And I'd really love to do some healing prayers for the planet, especially around the fear that is culminating due to extreme weather that's happening right now. And some people aren't having extreme weather. And I sense that all of you know what I'm talking about as far as there's lots of forest fires out west and hurricanes in the east. And it's a really interesting blend of this powerful, potent water energy and powerful, potent fire energy. And so I'd love to open the space and do some activated work together on behalf of the tribe of humanity and on behalf of the planet, and really work with our own internal fire and water that gets to find balance so that we are vibrating in such a way to bring grace and ease to the planet. So let's all take a moment and breathe into our bellies. Just ground your energy. Some deep belly breaths. And connect in with those big, powerful tree roots that you can send from within yourself down into the earth, into Pachamama, to ground. To ground your energy, stabilize, and just slow everything down. Just relax the energy. And just send any hucha, any stuck energy down into the earth. Just feed all that hucha, all that stress, anything that you're just ready to just let go. Just flow it down through those energetic roots into the earth, into Pachamama. And let her eat it because she loves to compost that energy. Breathing into your belly. As you allow all of that stress and worry and just letting go of the day to flow down into Pachamama, breathe gently into your belly and let the energy of the earth flow up through those roots into you to receive support, grounding, nourishment, stabilizing, and stillness. Breathe into that. Good. And if at any point throughout the evening you find yourself distracted or out of alignment, just come back to the breath. Breathe into your belly. And reconnect with those energetic roots that you have sent down into Pachamama. Reconnect with that tree energy. Gracias, Pachamama. Gracias, los árboles. Invoking the pillars of this temple, Archangels Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael in the center, Sandalphon above, and Metatron below. Activating this temple grid space so that we are in medicine world. Activating this temple grid all the way to each of you so that we are in a collective medicine world. Everything is welcome in this space as pure love and pure medicine. Thank you, ancestors, calling in the support and the wisdom of our ancestors. Our ancestors who had deep connection with the earth, personal relationship with the planet, with Gaia, with Pachamama. We call you into this sacred circle and we ask for your support, your wisdom, your guidance. We ask that you be with each of us tangibly to help us remember. Teach us how to be in sacred harmony and reciprocity with the earth. Equanimity, balance, Aini, sacred reciprocity. A beautiful circular flow with Mother Earth. Breathe into your bellies. Invoking the winged ones and the celestial realms, invoking the support of the archangels and the star beings. Invoking the lightning beings and the Munari to support and assist with any psychic and energetic surgeries that will support your highest and greatest good right now at this moment. Breathe into your bellies. Invoking our plant teachers, the stone beings and the crystal beings for their support. Giving thanks to and invoking the mountains, Apukuna, and the rivers and sacred waters, Nustakuna, Mama Kocha. Invoking Waira, the wind, Mama Kia, the moon, Inti Taita, father, son, Nkwichi, the ether, the rainbow. Invoking your guides, your teachers in the seen and unseen realms and calling in their support, their guidance, their wisdom, their healing energy. Breathe into your bellies. Reconnect with the roots you sent into Pachamama and ground your energy and visualize every person on this session standing in a circle with you, even if you don't know what they look like. Visualize a sacred circle of all of us gathered together in Medicine World. And visualize in the center of our sacred circle, a fire. We are standing together around this fire, receiving warmth. And I want each of you to visualize yourself with a beautiful candle that you can put towards the fire to light this candle. and light that candle from our beautiful collective sacred fire. And hold that candle close. And watch the flame of that candle as it shapeshifts into liquid light, activated healing energy to empower awakening, awareness, lucidity, connection. Awake in the dream. Breathe into your bellies and bring that healing liquid light candle into your heart with the intention that it will activate your heart space and light up your entire body with liquid light. Breathe into your belly. Awakening, awakening, awakening in the dream. Lucid in the dream. Veils cleared. The trance ended. Awakening, awakening, awakening. Awareness. Clarity. Understanding, embodiment, luminous divine human form embodied, activated fully to the highest vibration that you may walk in at this time with grace and ease throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms. Breathe into your bellies. And Archangel Gabriel, the Archangel of Water, going to come around the circle to each of you, handing you a beautiful chalice full of divine light, divine water. And see your individual chalice that you receive. Look and see what it looks like. Is it silver? Is it gold? Is it whatever you want it to be? Maybe there's jewels on it. Maybe it's a simple chalice, but it's your chalice. Grounding your energy, drink from this holy water and receive pure healing, pure medicine. And ground that energy, embody that fully with grace and ease. And imagine the energetic grid within your body, however you see it as perfect. Even if you've never done this before, just imagine an energetic grid within your body. Very simple. Like graph paper lines, just activated and lit up. And extend that activated energy, that activated grid through your body, beyond your body, through this beautiful sacred space where we are circled up together, and feel the activated grid that we are now in together as a circle. At the sacred fire, and breathe into that. And ground that energy. and then extend that grid activated beyond our sacred circle through your homes, through your towns, through your states, and wherever you live, through your whole country. You continue to see the entire grid of the entire planet activated and lit up through hurricanes, through fires, through floods, through suffering, all of it lit up and activated in pure divine light, pure divine medicine, so that the entire planet is lit up and activated. And breathe into your bellies. As you gently breathe into your belly, scan your body for any place where you have been holding fear and anxiety. And send the light and the water that you have received into your heart, into those spaces. Set the intention to activate the grid in those places where you have been holding any anxiety or any fear, so that it is transmuted and transformed with grace and ease into pure love and pure medicine right now, throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms, with grace and ease. So be it. It is so. Breathing into your belly and reconnecting with your own personal energetic grid within your body. If there are any places where you have been taking on and holding any energy from the collective that does not serve you, allow that energy to transmute and transform into pure love and pure medicine. Clearing, cleansing, transmuting, and transforming any energetic attachments to the matrix, to the collective energy that is not serving you. So that you are truly free and clear in your own medicine world of pure love, pure medicine. Any hooks, cords, attachments that are not yours are cleared, cleansed, transmuted at this time, sent back to source so that you are fully and wholly restored to your personal power with grace and ease throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms. Whew. Calling on my teacher tobacco to cleanse and clear any toxic energies from your life force that have been draining you. Transmuting those energies into pure love and pure medicine so that you are free and clear. Restored to your energy, to your light. I invoke the Minari, who are psychic and energetic surgeons in the realms. They are healers in the realms. And if you would like to receive their support, they will circle up around you right now and begin working with you, begin working on you to deactivate any programs of fear and anxiety, worry, stress, lack, and any other energies that are no longer supporting your highest and greatest good and your most expansive self. Breathe into your bellies. And just relax. You can let them know what you would like support with, and you don't have to do a thing. They will do it for you on your behalf. So just breathe into your bellies and receive. Indiana medicina bintia. Limpia, limpia medicina, limpia. Limpia, limpia medicina bintia. Limpia, limpia medicina claridad. Limpia, limpia medicina claridad. Medicina, medicina, medicina. Medicina, medicina, medicina. Bintiara activation, medicina. Harmony, medicina, medicina. Clarity, medicina, medicina. Clearing, cleansing, medicina. Grace and ease, medicina. Breathe into your belly, medicina. Breathe into your belly, medicina. Limpiara, limpiara, medicina. La luna, medicina. Mamma kia, medicina. Mamma kia, medicina. Del sol, medicina. Del sol, medicina. Bintiara, bintiara, remember to breathe into your bellies. Gracias, Apukuna. Gracias, Nyastakuna. Gracias, Munari. Gracias to all the teachers, maestros, curanderos that are helping us right now. Gracias, ancestors. Gracias, Pachamama. Gracias, soul aspects. Gracias, Minari. Gracias, star beings. Gracias, Arcane Angels. Invoking that the Minari will support and assist in activating all programs that support your highest and greatest good, your clear, empowered awakening fully, right now, with grace and ease, throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, realms, and multiverses. Just breathe into your bellies and receive. Allow all of your guides to work on your behalf. Receptivity, flow, willingness, awareness, manifestation, surrender. Openness, understanding, tranquility, peace, calm, joy, bliss, awakening, awareness, understanding, abundance, prosperity, health, wholeness, fully embodied, grace and ease. Breathe into your bellies. We will allow your healing teams and the Minari ancestors and the beautiful beings that are here to support, to continue to work with you at this time. If you would like to simply remain relaxed and receive, then just do that. If you have something coming up that you would like to work with individually, then let Anna Claire know in the chat box and she will unmute you so that we can work individually and everyone in the group will receive. If I worked with you last week or last time, let's give some other people a chance. anybody, if nobody's got anything, then that's cool. I'm gonna start rattling, and I'm just gonna take you through a shamanic journey for the rest of the time, if that's what you'd like. It's your session. So check in with that chat box. If anybody's got something, let me know. Beverly, yeah, you can unmute Beverly if she's got something she wants to work with.
Ooh-wee. This week has been intense. There is so much going on. I don't even know whether I'm coming or going. I feel like I'm being attacked from all angles. It feels like it's coming through in every single place and space, and I'm trying to keep myself from getting freaked out about it or getting into anxiety or getting into fear or getting into all of those kind of things that we tend to go to. Trying not to let it get to me, and everything just seems to be up. Everything just seems to be all of it at the same time. And I know it's got to do with the full moon. I know it's got to do with, you know, what's happening energetically on the planet with the hurricanes and water. Water is a big thing. Mm-hmm. So water and wind mostly. Feeling very ungrounded, unstable, unsure, all of it. Like, yeah, I'm trying to bring myself into grounding, trying to bring myself into center, and it's like a constant thing with me. I've been doing quite a bit today, which has helped. That's what's going on, just basically, energetically.
Tell me a little more about, you said you feel attacked from all sides. Can you?
Well, it just feels like, it's like, okay, so I have clients, including you, and it feels like every single client is just stuff that just seems to be going wrong. It's very strange. And then I'm wanting to put my own stuff together as well. So that's also a lot of stuff happening there. And then there's just feels like there's so many things happening at the same time. And, I'm just wanting to ground it all and just allow it to settle. So when I feel like, when I'm saying about being attacked, it just feels like as many fires as I'm trying to put out, there's more fires like exploding, if that makes any sense. And as much as I'm trying to calm the wind and the water, it's like it's surging again. So, yeah, that makes any sense.
It does. Yeah, and I want to work with that word attacked, because that's the word you chose to use, and there's never an accident when a word like that comes up, even if that's not exactly what you meant. I feel the energy of that word, because that's what your little girl is feeling. She's feeling attacked, whereas your adult self can see, it's Mercury retrograde, and that usually makes all the technical things wonky. And as much as I don't give my power away to it, I do find that technical stuff, which is what you're doing a lot of with your clients, you're doing a lot of technical computer stuff. And so the solar eclipse mixed with the Mercury retrograde is going to make for a very interesting work experience. So fortunately, the official Mercury retrograde ended yesterday, September 5th. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now we're in the shadow of it, so it will begin to ease off. At the same time, the piece that I'd like to really work with you on behalf of the group is that grounded piece. Let's work with your little girl self, because as I track the energy while you're talking, what I'm seeing is that as an adult, you can make sense of it in your head because you're an adult and you're like, okay, all the technical and I'm ungrounded and things are going on. And it's hard for you to bring all that together because your little girl self, who doesn't feel embodied and grounded, is actually feeling like things are attacking her. Mm-hmm. And, part of that too, which I know that other people on the session right now are feeling this right now, and you touched on it as well, Beverly. The energy right now in the collective, especially in the United States, I'm not sure about Europe and other places because I don't receive all of the news and information from those places in the same way since I live in North America. In the United States, there's a lot of anxiety and fear right now because of huge hurricanes and just expansive forest fires and just all these things. It's more than that. Those are big pieces that are really on people's radars right now. So there's a collective fear. And as an empath, as a sensitive person, everyone's going to feel that, especially those who are tapped in with their empathic gifts and their intuitive nature, which is really everybody on this session. So even though I'm talking to you, we're really talking to everybody. You're going to feel that. And I have been doing personal work every day to continue to make sure I'm clean and clear from the collective anxiety that is really, really up right now. So I would encourage you and everyone else on the session to work with your practices more regularly right now. Even if it's a simple take 30 seconds and ground your energy, be doing that throughout the day. And then any clearing that you can do, whatever works for each of you, and you can also work with the tools that I work with, you want to be very intentional to set the intention out loud. I am free and clear of the collective energy. I am fully and wholly in my personal power. It can be that simple. Just state that, and you are letting the vibration know the collective story is not my story. I write my story. And even just saying that whenever you start to get overwhelmed will start shifting you back into alignment and into a remembering, which will help you get grounded. Those are just a couple little things that people can do throughout the day. What I'd like to do with you right now is tap in with your little girl self who has felt attacked since she was little because it was always chaotic and she was always putting out fires. Mm-hmm. So there's been this, what happens is that, just using you as an example, everybody does it, but because you and I are talking right now, if someone's child self grew up with parents or whatever their situation was who didn't seem to take care of the situation and that little one felt that they were constantly in chaos or didn't feel safe or they were afraid for lots of different reasons, and they had to become the mom or the dad really young, they become the one who's constantly putting out the fires. And so knowing you more personally than maybe some other people on the call without going into your personal business, I know that you started putting out fires on behalf of your family at a very young age. Mm-hmm. So what's happening as an adult is that you're having a hard time functioning in the world unless you are putting out fires. Because that's what you grew up in, that's what you're used to, that's what you know. And even though it's incredibly stressful for you and everybody else, it's what you know.
Yeah.
So we do what we know, and we will continue to do what we know until we recognize the pattern and choose different. So a big piece of it is just having an awareness of, this pattern is coming around again because I'm ungrounded, because I'm tapped in with the collective energies that are really amped up right now. And now I get to choose to do it differently. And literally I would tell everybody who's listening, that's the first thing to do is recognize the pattern and literally say out loud, what's the lesson? I choose to do this differently. Because right when you do that, you put the universe on notice. I am no longer a victim to the habits, the habitual energies and patterns that don't serve me. I choose to get this lesson. I choose to do this differently right now. And even just saying that out loud, setting that intention, will start to shift the vibration. Mm-hmm. And that's a powerful place to start. Mm-hmm. So let's take a moment and just breathe into your belly, close your eyes, tap in with your personal guides, and you're welcome to go into your sacred space and the realms if you would like to do that. Everyone on the session is welcome to step into your sacred space. Just create a sacred space in your imagination and take a moment, connect with your guides and really feel them close and circled up. And if you're able to see your guides, go ahead and see them as well. And Beverly, tell me some of the guides you're working with there.
So I've got my one guide, Matthew. I've got, he's always the central guide that's always supporting me around wherever I go. Mm-hmm. And then I've got my butterflies, obviously, and Tinkle, my child guide. Mm-hmm. And then I have the white lion guide with me. And seems like there's some sort of buck, which I'm not familiar with, that seems to be.
Did you say a buck?
A buck, yeah.
Yeah, like a male deer. Good. Bring that male deer, that buck forward to connect with the other guides.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the child guide?
Her name is Tinkle. She's been with me my whole life, so she's also kind of fairy kind of energy. She's always... Mm-hmm. You know, reminding me about to play and the playfulness and things like that. So.
And tell me a little bit about Matthew.
So Matthew's been with me since I was very, very young. He used to always be the one that took me on any journeys when I was a child, whenever I used to travel in the realms as a child. He was always the main anchor, the main one that took me wherever I needed to travel and introduced me to all the spaces and places in all the realms that that I journey to when I was a child.
And does he look like a human?
He comes to me looking like more like an angel, like a human angel, but he's got very blonde hair. He's very, very, very tall. So he's incredibly tall. And he sometimes shows his wings and sometimes doesn't. When I was very young, he didn't really show his wings. But as I've got a little bit older, I recognize that he's always had wings. He's a giant wing. Like they're much, much, much bigger than him even, and he's already like if I could say feet-wise, probably 12 feet tall.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's great. He felt like an angel. That's why I wanted to tap in and see if you've seen that. So that's great. So I want you to bring all of your guides close around you, circled up, so that you feel really safe and secure and held and just nourished and nurtured by them, just cuddled up around you as close as you would like to get with them. And I want you to call in your little girl self who had to put out the fires.
Oh,
and how old is she?
She's 4 or 5.
Yeah. And just take a moment and give her a moment to see you and recognize that you're her when she is big. So she knows who you are and she's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You just take a moment and introduce your little girl self to the guides there and make sure she gets to say hi to everybody. And most of them she knows. And I want you to just take a moment and breathe into your belly and just ask this little girl from your heart, just ask her, what do you need? And you don't have to say it out loud. You can just ask her from your heart and let her answer from her little 5-year-old heart. And when you're ready, just let me know what you get.
I get hugs.
Hugs.
You're welcome to hug her now if she would like a hug.
Yeah.
What else does she need?
Really? Like, she just wants to not have to worry anymore.
Yeah.
She's tired of having to have her energy up and her awareness on high alert all the time.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Feels like she had to be hyper-vigilant.
Yeah, constantly.
Yeah, because there was always crazy chaos happening and she always had to be ready to protect herself. And that creates PTSD. Is there anything else that she needs?
Nourishment. she's asking for nourishment.
Yeah. What does that look like to her? What does that mean to her at 5 years old?
It means feeling like she's supported and like she can play. Like she can play without feeling like she can really just dive into play and not feel like she has to be alert. And she's play, you know, like it's like she has to be ready to pack her toys and put them away as quickly as possible. You know, so it's just to be able to leave the toys out and not have to worry about have to pack everything away and have everything in neat little boxes so that I'm safe.
Yeah, it sounds like she just wants to relax.
Yeah. Yeah.
And part of why it's hard for you to get grounded is because she's tired of feeling grounded. She's tired of having to hold the container.
Mm-hmm.
And so now as an adult, when you would like to actually be able to be grounded and hold container so you can manifest in a way that you choose, she's just like, no, I'm not safe. I can't do that. Right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to do something a little different in the soul retrieval. So take a moment and breathe into your belly, and everybody who's following along, breathe into your bellies and connect with your little girl or little boy self and connect with your guides that feel supportive. And Beverly, and I want everybody else who's following along, you can do the same with your guides. I'm just going to use Beverly's guides as an example. Beverly, I want you to ask Tinkle, to integrate into your little five-year-old self and see them become one energy. See your five-year-old self embodying that beautiful, beautiful fairy medicine. Have you got it?
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to do the same with Matthew, that beautiful angel. Ask Matthew to just step into your little five-year-old self. And she'll still look like a five-year-old self. She'll be integrated with this powerful angel energy.
Wow.
Yeah. Good. And I want you to ask that beautiful, grounded, magical buck, that deer with those beautiful antlers, to step forward and step into your little five-year-old self and bring her that strength and that medicine. And then I want you to ask your little five-year-old self if she would like to come back and be with you.
She's like, can't I just play? Do I have to come back to the boring world? Can't I just play?
She'll be able to play and the world won't be boring once she creates the magic space in your heart that's just for her.
Okay.
So let her create a space in your heart that is full of play where she can just relax. She also wants to feel safe. Let her create that space in your heart, and when you can see that space in your heart, breathe into your belly and gently hold her and let her infuse into that heart space that's just for her. Let her step into her sacred space within your heart where she will have everything she needs, where she is fully taken care of. She can relax, she can let go, she can rest. She can be magical, she can be playful, she can be powerful, she can be strong. And everything is taken care of. And as you connect in with that energy, I want you to reconnect with Tinkle and with Matthew, and I want you to feel them stepping into your adult body, integrating into you at the age that you are now, bringing you that magic and also that groundedness. And do the same thing with the deer. Let that deer medicine step into you, fully grounded, fully embodied, powerful, playful, engaged. Breathe into your belly. And ground the energy. Stay in your body. And I want you to ask those beautiful butterflies to weave this energy throughout your physical form to support and assist in staying fully embodied, feeling safe and secure, held, nourished, hugged, so that you can play and relax and manifest with so much grace and ease, and allow those butterflies to literally weave strands of liquid light, of pure love and pure medicine, all the way around and throughout your physical form, anchoring this medicine so that you are fully embodied in your divine, luminous human form with joy and grace and ease, being safe and taken care of always. How does that feel?
Very yummy.
Good.
Very good. Yummy, 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 yummy.
Good. And remember to embody it and ground it. The more we are embodied and grounded and really fully in our bodies, the more we're able to be cosmic and do all those things you really want to do without feeling drained, without feeling unsafe, without feeling overwhelmed. And you can actually go bigger when you have a container. That's the irony, is that people who love to be out in the cosmic bliss places often have to deal with the ramifications of not having created a container because it doesn't feel safe to be in their bodies usually. So they're trying so hard to get out of their bodies, but then that doesn't feel safe either. So the irony is that the more we can get embodied, then the more cosmic and out there we can actually go and still feel safe and held and really be able to receive all of it and manifest it in a third dimensional way, which is potent. And what will often happen is people who really want to be taken care of will take care of everybody else. People who really want to feel supported will support everybody else. You know, we tend to take care of everybody else first because we want to feel taken care of. And a lot of people do this and end up caretaking other people and not really feeling that sense of being taken care of. So this is a powerful opportunity to take care of your little girl self. Check in with her. What are her needs from her five-year-old self? And create boundaries for her. If she says, I want to eat 4 gallons of ice cream, then you need to compromise. Five. And she wants you to compromise. She wants to know that if she says, I want to do this crazy thing that won't really, you know, I want to eat 4 gallons of ice cream, or I want to run down the street naked, you get to say, let's compromise. And she will love having that sense of boundaries and being taken care of, because she just wants to know that you're listening. She's okay if you're not going to eat 4 gallons of ice cream and you do yogurt or maybe just a cup of ice cream or whatever your situation is, some vegan ice cream. She's fine with that. She's not going to have a temper tantrum. She wants to know that she's heard and that you are taking care of her, and healthy boundaries give that to her. And when we don't get healthy boundaries from the adults in our lives, we need to bring that to ourselves, and then we feel seen and received and heard and taken care of and nurtured. And so you'll want to check in with her at least once a day and just say, I've got you. I love you. What do you need? And if she needs to take a nap and you can, do it. If she needs to go to the ocean, do it. If she says, I really need to feel like this work is finished, so I can just relax. Then you can say, great, let's do this work together and let's make it fun. And bring in your guides and bring in these guides that are supporting you to make the work more fun together, right?
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. That was great. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you for having me share. It was great. Thank you.
Yeah. So we have about 10 minutes. If there's anybody else, you can mute Beverly. And if there's anybody else, if not, I'll just do some more journey mojo for you before we finish. You can just share on the chat if you want to do a little work. Okay. If everybody's feeling like they just want to get into the medicine, then let me get into the medicine. I'm going to get my rattle. So breathe into your bellies. Ground your energy. Connect with your guides and your sacred space. If you're new to the program and you're not sure who your guides are, then just see if there's any animals there that get your attention or any beings of light, any ancestors, any plants, flowers that would like to talk to you at this time. And connect with your little girl and little boy selves. Allow any little girl or little boy energies that would like to integrate at this time as a gentle soul retrieval. Allow them to step forward. Ask them what they need. And then allow them to create a space in your heart that's just for them as you gently integrate them. Gentle soul retrieval. You can ask for gifts from your guides that will support your journey right now, that will support your daily walk. You can also just ask your guides to take you on a journey. Tobacco is very cleansing and clarifying and grounding. Work with this teacher medicine in the realms if you seek that support. Ayahuasca, medicina, medicina. Chacruna, chacruna, medicina, medicina. Wachuma, wachuma, medicina, medicina. Sandero, sandero, medicina. Mama culture, mama culture, Madasina, Madasina. Mother ocean, Madasina, Madasina. Mama Kia, Mama Kia, Madasina, Madasina. La Luna, La Luna, Madasina, Madasina. Estrellas, Estrellas, Madasina, Madasina. Starbeams, Starbeams, Madasina, Madasina. Awaken, awaken, Madasina, Madasina. Activation, activation, Madasina, Madasina. Limpia, limpia, limpiada, Madasina, Madasina. Limpiada, limpiada, Madasina, Madasina. Comet Mount, Comet Mount, Madasina, Madasina. Openness, openness, Madasina, Madasina. Peace, peace, Madasina, Madasina. Apple spirits, Madasina, Madasina. Apu spirits, Madasina, Madasina. Apu kuna, Madasina, Madasina. Apu kuna, Madasina, Madasina. Nista kuna, Madasina, Madasina. Nista kuna, Madasina, Madasina. Vista, vista, Madasina, Madasina. Vista, vista, Madasina, Madasina. Inner vision, Madasina, Madasina. In a vision, awaken, Madasina, Madasina. Activation, activation, Madasina, Madasina. Clarity, clarity, Madasina, Madasina. Healing, healing, Madasina, Madasina. Eagle, eagle, Madasina, Madasina. Come more, Madasina, Madasina. Puma, puma, Madasina, Madasina. Jaguar, jaguar, Madasina, Madasina. Pick up lore, Madasina, Madasina. Siwa Kimpi, Madasina, Madasina. Serpiente, Serpiente, Madasina, Madasina. Amaru, Amaru, Madasina, Madasina. Breathe into your bellies and stay with your guides as long as you would like. You may continue the journey. Thank you for being here. I'm going to sign off.